this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. I want to call to your attention one of the KDIGO CKD guidelines. This was in the guideline document that was published about a year ago in Kidney International. I'm referring now to guideline 5.3.1 regarding timing of the initiation of renal replacement therapy. And what this guideline states, and it's an ungraded guideline, is, I'll read it to you, "We suggest that dialysis be initiated when one or more of the following are present: symptoms or signs attributable to kidney failure, inability to control volume status or blood pressure, progressive deterioration in nutritional status, refractory to dietary intervention, or cognitive impairment. This often but not invariably occurs in the GFR range between 5 and 10 mLs per minute per 1.73 meters squared." So a couple things I'll point out that I think are interesting and worth considering. First is that there's not a specific GFR level at which initiation of renal replacement therapy is recommended. There is some ongoing controversy about debate, I guess, about how accurate various GFR estimating equations are at this low level of kidney function. But what I find interesting, and I'm not sure I'm particularly comfortable with, is that this really suggests that people should get pretty sick before starting dialysis. Now, I'm not at all a fan of what's been sometimes called early start of dialysis. I think that many people are started on dialysis much too early. And I don't have a particular GFR level at which I recommend that people do start renal replacement therapy, but I am concerned about letting people get so ill that they develop serositis or significant acid-base abnormalities or pruritus, that they have a significantly declined nutritional status and so forth, or cognitive impairment before starting dialysis. So I think it feels to me like we still haven't found that that sweet spot, if you will, between too early and too late. Clearly, in my mind anyway, patients should participate in the decision. It shouldn't be just based upon a GFR level alone. Some people are going to tolerate some symptoms to a much greater extent than others. So it's a very complex situation. So it shouldn't be triggered by a GFR. But I'm not sure that the KDIGO recommendation to wait until people are very, very symptomatic either is the appropriate approach. It feels like it should be somewhere in between. So they do provide an evidence base and a discussion about this, which I would encourage people to read. The evidence-based base, as you probably know, is not very robust, with only a few trials, one recently published a prospective trial, but largely other observational data with all the problems that those entail. So take a look at it. Again, I'm not comfortable with waiting as late as it seems this guideline would recommend. But again, I do think we need to avoid being overly zealous in starting people on renal replacement therapy before really necessary. So thanks for listening. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.